Welcome to the News Hour. We begin with breaking news coming out of the United States, where the US President Joe Biden has tested positive for the coronavirus. His symptoms are said to be mild. It's the first time the 79-year-old has tested positive for the illness. Let's get the very latest on this from our White House correspondent, Kimberly Halkett, who joins me live now. Kimberly, a very simple statement from the White House confirming the condition and the vaccinations that the president has had. That's all we've got so far.
Yeah, that's right. Just getting the news in the last few moments via a statement giving a bit more clarification from the president's physician. We understand the president right now experiencing very mild symptoms of COVID-19. We understand it is a runny nose, fatigue, and a dry cough. Now, there have been some questions about the president and his whereabouts since he returned from his Middle East tour. It was a grueling multi-day tour of not just Israel, but also Saudi Arabia. Of course, the president is advanced in age, and it was a very hectic schedule. And so many people, when they travel, will take some time off. That certainly was the case with the president. He was only making a few appearances, and that did raise some questions with reporters. The White House assuring reporters that the president was okay. He did make an appearance where he talked about climate change in Massachusetts about 24 hours ago, really causing no alarm. But then it was today, when the president was set to travel again, that we suddenly got the notice that the president would instead not be traveling, but instead would be remaining at the White House due to experiencing these mild symptoms of COVID-19. Now, we should point out that the president is double vaxxed, as it's called. In other words, he's had two courses of the COVID-19 vaccine, as well as he has been boosted on at least two occasions, most recently as of March 30th. Now, you will recall that Donald Trump, the previous president, is also a president who has come down with COVID-19. He did, in fact, experience more severe symptoms that ultimately caused him to have to leave the White House and go to Walter Reed Hospital in Bethesda, Maryland. That is about 20 minutes drive north of here. That is not the case right now for Joe Biden. Right now, the White House saying that this is a situation that can be handled with the president's physicians here at the White House at this time. And we understand there will be a further update from the White House at a White House press briefing that will be coming up in the coming hours.
Of course, when these sorts of situations occur, certainly with the U.S. President, Kimberly, what's the protocol in terms of informing the vice president or the Speaker of the House? They have to be informed, I presume.
They would have to be informed. That is correct. But right now, we have not been notified in any way that the president is unable to carry out his duties. So at this point, we are under the impression that Joe Biden is still very much in control of the White House and is still fully able to execute his duties as president. In no way has his duty been transferred to Kamala Harris, the vice president of the United States. So at this time, we are fully under the impression that this is nothing more than someone who might be experiencing a common cold, something that Joe Biden has experienced as president before, and therefore is still fully in control and capable of carrying out his duties as president of the United States.
Kimberly Halkett.
I should point out one more thing. We have my apologies. We have heard from the First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden. I forgot to mention she has been traveling. She has tested negative for COVID-19. She is resuming her full schedule, or rather, she never interrupted her schedule. She is in the northern state of Michigan. She is meeting with school children, we understand. She has no intention of changing her schedule. In fact, we understand she is going to go to the state of Georgia following her stop in Michigan. In other words, she is feeling fine, has tested negative, and will continue to resume her duties as First Lady.
Indeed. We'll come back to you, of course, Kimberly, with further updates through the day. For the moment, Kimberly Halkett there in Washington, D.C.